Here's a scenario you might have found yourself in recently. You open up Facebook or Twitter and someone you know is posting about a conspiracy theory. You wonder, do I say something? Can I convince them otherwise? Wyman Public Radio's Maggie Mullen went in search of some advice.
For Jenny Fournier, it's her aunt.
So she got sort of really into the QAnon piece, and she would call my mom like at the beginning of this COVID stuff and say, it's okay, none of it's real, I don't even want you to panic.
Fournier lives in Cheyenne, Wyoming. She says when her aunt brings things up like this, she usually ends up diverting the conversation. But still, she worries.
It's gotten to the point where I think she's actually making life decisions based on it.
Most of us probably know what QAnon is by now, but just in case, here's Joe Uzinski. He's a political science professor at the University of Miami, and he studies conspiracy theories. He says QAnon started with a person who claimed in an anonymous chat room they were
helping Trump battle the deep state, which is comprised supposedly of satanic sex trafficking pedophiles and baby eaters.
Uzinski says conspiracy theories aren't a new phenomenon. But he says what makes QAnon different is that it doesn't focus on one event in the past. It's more of a worldview. This can lead to some very deeply entrenched views, like the ones Jenny Fournier deals with her aunt.
If you remember that tsunami that happened in Japan? The whole premise for her is that these people, they know about climate change. So she thinks that they like use satellites and like vibrations to the center of the earth to cause that tsunami to like get rid of a mass amount of people.
This summer, I found myself dealing with a conspiracy theorist. I noticed a friend on Facebook posting about the pandemic, calling it a hoax. So I turned to Google, and when I searched for how to talk to a conspiracy theorist, I came upon Tani Basu's reporting.
You're not the first person to tell me that you look to the piece for guidance.
Basu is a senior reporter for MIT Technology Review. For her story published back in July, she turned to the experts that study conspiracy theories. She also spent some time with one online group.
It's a subreddit community that challenge each other to, you know, change their view on the topic or propose a thought that they might be grappling with and ask members of the subreddit community to convince them one way or the other.
Essentially, what she learned from all her digging was, above all, be respectful in these conversations, which might seem obvious.
But I do think it's one of those things that we need a reminder of, especially on the internet, because you can hide behind an avatar.
Basu also found that having a one-on-one conversation privately instead of somewhere public, like on a comment thread, was a better approach. Plus, you have to find some common ground. For instance, Basu says there's often some truth or small fact to most conspiracy theories.
It's finding that little part, that little truth that you guys can agree on.
Basu also recommends asking questions, which may not change someone's mind right then and there, but
being felt heard is so important, and it can be the first and probably the most major step in changing a mind.
So I thought I'd give these tools a try for myself. I reached out to another conspiracy-believing friend of mine, Hannah. She'd previously told me she believed in at least one.
I found the 9/11 conspiracy theory really compelling.
I asked her if she'd be willing to talk to me about this on tape. She said yes, as long as we didn't use her last name. I agreed, and we set up a date for an interview. But then something interesting happened. She mentioned to some other friends that she'd be talking to a reporter for a story about people that believe in conspiracy theories.
I was talking to my friends at the skate park, and one of my friends, they were very kind. I told them about drinking the Kool-Aid.
That Kool-Aid was a movie she watched that convinced her of various 9/11 conspiracy theories. She says one of those friends, very politely and in private, asked her some follow-up questions. She encouraged her to do a little bit more research and even suggested some possible sources. So when Hannah got home,
I Googled it and quickly was like, oh, wow, this is like really not credible.
How this all played out pretty much lines up with what Tani Basu told me. Be kind, speak in private, ask questions, and point folks in the right direction so they can figure it out for themselves. Of course, Basu also says you have to know when to pick your battles. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.